This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Tasha Sian and Brontez Purnell are members of Blank Map, a Bay Area collective of queer Black artists, performer, musicians. They describe their collaborative work as, quote, Black abstractions influenced by punk, queer, and feminism. Sian and Purnell spoke to KALW's Jen Chien about making art that embodies Blackness without being about Blackness.
From the description, it sounds like this show is fairly experimental, experiential. It's non-traditional performance, it's safe to say. Tell me what an audience might expect to see or hear at the show if they come to the show.
It's unconventional, but you'll definitely see, I guess, conventional elements of performance in the sense that we're moving on stage. There's a set, there's sound.
Live drumming.
Light and shadow play, levels, that kind of thing. Like all the things that are...
Boobs.
Yes.
There will be boobs.
Skin.
I use a lot of coconut oil.
I think in a way it's like we're using a lot of really conventional things in unconventional ways. And I think I threw out the term during one of our conversations, Astronanya, which is about defamiliarizing the familiar.
Astronanya?
Astronanya. I think it's a Russian term, but it literally just means making the familiar strange. So we have a lot of the elements that you would see in a lot of performance, but... the way we're engaging with them and even the way we're presenting them to a certain extent is like kind of freaked in that way. So
I have to say, as someone who spent a fair amount of my time in weird experimental improvisational dance and art circles, it's a very white world, that world. And so it's very refreshing and pleasing to me personally to see a group like you, a group of solely people of color doing this kind of thing. Do you guys feel in some way like unicorns?
I have often thought about how I am probably the only Black man who contact improvs, and I've thought about it often.
And that's contact improvisation for listeners who might not know. It's a very specific form of improvisational dance.
It's pretty weird. I heard that there's some other guy somewhere in New York who's into it, and I keep hoping to meet him one day. I've sent out SOSs. text. That's another reason why I like completely said yes to this, you know what I mean? Because I just thought it was a chance to, I don't know, like make something, not necessarily like make something new, but maybe make something that hadn't really been like thought of. And there's definitely like people of like color performance and definitely like Black performance in the Bay Area, but I feel like the general aesthetic of what that looks like is so far from what we've our aesthetic and what we've established.
I think one of the things for me that makes it feel like it's not just spinning its wheels in the mud, or like it's not just offering the same things in a way that isn't innovative, is that Blackness and other identities or identity markers aren't necessarily statements we're trying to make, but they're part of the energy of it, of the work. Like there's no real overt concrete statement that I feel we're trying to make in this, even though one of the things that is part of what brought us together, and I guess part of the draw in terms of how this is being put out into the public, is its Blackness or Black as an element. And I think Black is a facet. It's a very significant facet, but it's not the statement. It's not surface. It's more like it's enmeshed in the whole kind of system of it. So that for me allows it to be not free, but freer, because it's still complicated and it's still fettered in a lot of ways.
I'm speaking with Tasha Sian and Brontez Purnell from Blank Map, a temporary artist collective. Does that feel like something of a relief to you as artists? There can be a pressure sometimes as an artist of color to make your work always about that, or not just as an artist of color, as a person of color who has any sort of publicly available work or persona, there's a pressure to be representative of your people or representative somehow of your identity. So does it feel good to kind of let that not be what the thing is about?
I mean, yes. Okay, yes, totally. But then it's also just like I'm a performer, you know? So, and plus like being a performer so long, like so much of my art has been about my body, you know, like my body on stage, my body on display. So it's like one of those weird things where it's just like I can't really separate like my Blackness from that necessarily. But by the same time, it's like, you're not going to see me up there with a djembe and kente cloth. Like. But I mean, if people choose to do that, that's totally fine. That's just like...
But it's not your reality, or it doesn't reflect where you are, where you're coming from as an artist.
Yeah, I mean, or I was just, I don't know, I was done with that in 2006, actually. So I just feel like I played that party out. So
I guess my analog to that is like, you know, Asian American artists making work about the railroad, Chinese Americans making work about the railroad, or Japanese Americans making work about the internment camps or something like that.
No,
yeah. It's important and relevant and great, but it's not the thing that fits for everyone. And there's a generational difference, I think, too, in how people choose what their work is about.
Also, just like years of like being like in like African dance companies and working like in the theater, I just felt like there just came a point where I needed like certain like kind of like ancestral things to speak to me like in a new way, or like have it be represented like in a different way, or 2.0, or like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't know, like my life is very, I mean, I do want to talk about like things that have happened, but it's like my life is so different from even like my father's, like from 30 years ago, and my grandparents. It's just like, how is my racial identity like affecting me like necessarily today?
Yeah, we're Black. Yeah, we know that as part of the experience of just walking through the world in these bodies, things are going to come at you. You're going to be asked to speak for everybody else. And you're most likely going to fail because you cannot do that. Yeah, that blank map is kind of operating in these like multifaceted ways where it's like, yeah, we're aware and we're also still doing this.